I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go Birds! What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, today, it's going to sound a little bit almost like a medical podcast because, man, the injuries are piling up for the Eagles. Lots of key players not participating in practice. On Tuesday, two other pretty key Eagles, I would say, suffering new injuries that we don't know how long they'll be out for yet. And then we got potentially a backup quarterback problem. So we are going to dive right into it. But first, as we always do, what is on the schedule for today? The Eagles. Sad news, guys. Get ready. Final training camp practice. This is it. Day 18. It's over. Day 18 of training camp today. The Eagles are set to hit the field at 9:40. 10 a.m. practice begins. And then after that, the 2025 training camp comes to an end. Not a good one. I think the Eagles are probably ready for this training camp to be over. It's not, remember last year going into the last day of camp, it was, would Jalen throw an interception? Everyone, you know, like, what's he at? What's none of that excitement this year. He's thrown quite a few interceptions, had another one on Wednesday. So today, the final day, and that means, of course, we'll have a post-practice pod for you guys talking about everything that happened. And yes, sadly, the final day of practice. So make sure at 10 a.m. you're locked in on your phone. We'll have all the practice updates for you. And then at 9:40, I would think there's a decent chance that the Nick Sirianni press conference will be on WIP. All right. Time for the injury report, which frankly is going to be the first half of this podcast. Because man, the injuries are piling up. The Eagles on Tuesday, did not practice with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson was somewhat limited. And then during practice, they lost Johnny Wilson on offense, which we'll talk about in a second. And they lost Andrew Mukuba on defense, which brings the list to A.J. Brown not practicing because of a hamstring. Tariq Castro-Fields not practicing, hamstring. Louis Cine, a groin. Landon Dickerson, the knee. Brandon Johnson, a groin. Jordan Mailata, a concussion. Devontae Smith, a groin. Dallas Goedert, also a groin injury, although he did some teamwork. And Tanner McKee is dealing with a finger injury. So look at that. Dallas Goedert, groin injury. Devontae, groin injury. A.J. Brown, hamstring. Three players dealing with muscle injuries that you just got to be a little worried going into the season how they're going to be. Now, I will say this, that I think they're being overly cautious with some of these players, right? Like A.J. Brown, Dallas, Devontae, I think they'll all be out on the field for week one. I'd be pretty surprised if, barring some type of setback or new injury, they're not out there against Dallas. But what is concerning is that if you think about the projected starters on offense, right? It's going to be the five offensive linemen, Devontae, AJ, Dallas, Saquon, and Jalen, right? So those will be the key starters. And then Dotson obviously will come into the game. Like, AJ is going to end up missing a decent portion of practice, of training camp. Devontae is going to end up missing a decent portion of training camp. Landon's going to end up missing a decent portion. Lane has been in and out of reps really throughout practice. Like, that's four right there. Dallas Goedert, you know, mostly been there, but like four out of the 11 guys, two out of the five offensive linemen, kind of three now that Mailata didn't practice today, like, they just haven't gotten a ton of reps together. Then you go on the defensive side of the ball, and because they're competing for jobs, those guys have been all in and out, right? Like, some days it's Sidney Brown, some days it's Makuba, like all those things. So they are dealing with a lot of moving parts when it comes to the injury. So let's talk about the two or three key ones that happened on Tuesday, or at least were new. So first, let's talk about Andrew Makuba. Andrew Makuba on Tuesday started practice and looked like, you know, normal day of practice. They're doing one-on-one drills. He's covering somebody. He pulls up lame. He grabs his hamstring, and it looks like he just grabs it instantly, right? And so then he's walking, like he's kind of like gingerly moving. He goes to the location of where the next drill is going to be. And it looks like he's going to do it, right? So for a few minutes, he's kind of like testing it. He's moving a little bit. He's talking to a trainer. He goes and then he does the drill. And the drill is a special teams drill where you lay on the ground and then you hop up and you go after the ball carrier. He does it after the drill. He immediately is limping again. He's touching the back of his leg again. He goes into an injury tent that, you know, where they go, where they're injured. And he doesn't return to practice. He goes into the building. He's done for the day. This comes, of course, on the day where it looked like and felt like he was really gaining momentum in terms of being the starting safety. He had an awesome day on Saturday. He got first team reps on Monday. And my guess is he was going to get first team reps on Tuesday. So this is a setback for Andrew, like personally as a player. Like, he was moving towards having that starting job. And now, depending how long he's out, and we'll find out today, we'll see if he's out on the practice field, but depending how long he's out, he maybe is now losing that momentum. So that's concerning for him. For the team, what's concerning is they now, A, might not have the safety in there that they want, but there, if they want to start him in week one, he's going to miss some practice time. And now they, like, another example of a guy, of a starting job being given to someone that maybe didn't, like, not earn it's not the right word, but it's like Fangio said earlier in the week, where you wanted guys at this point, you wanted it to be clear that they were going to be, that they had won the job. And it doesn't feel like Sidney Brown has won the job. So if he ends up starting week one against Dallas because Makuba's hurt, that's probably a disappointing outcome for the team. And you could say the same at corner. Like, if Adoree ends up starting because Keeley didn't have a great camp, that's not super encouraging either. So the Makuba injury, definitely something to monitor. We'll see if he's out there today, but that's not great. Next injury is Johnny Wilson. So 11 on 11 in practice. So it's a little later in the day in practice, but still very early. I believe it was the first team session of the day. Is not, like, I didn't see what happened to him specifically. A few reporters said Brett Toth rolled up on him, obviously not intentionally. Like, it was the end of the play. A lot of people were getting pushed around. And he's slow to get up. He slams the ground. You can tell right away he knows that he's pretty hurt. He limps off the field. He's getting help to walk to the injury tent. He's in the injury tent for a little bit. And at that point, a cart comes out and brings him into the building. So as of this recording, we don't know the latest. We will see if he's out on the practice field today. I do not expect to see him out there, just like I don't expect to see Makuba. Hopefully it's not a serious injury. Look, Landon got carted in from a practice and he might play week one. Now, you know, it's been about a week or whatever since then. So there is, you know, a little less time, but hopefully this is something that doesn't end Johnny Wilson's season. But if it is a serious injury, it throws a little bit into flux here in the roster. Like, I think Darius Cooper is making the team. I thought Johnny Wilson was going to make the team. So if he's not, if he doesn't, if he goes on IR or whatever, that opens up a spot. Now, they just acquired John Mechie, who we will talk about on the other side. He talked after practice on Tuesday, got a lot of good stuff from him. And then also he practiced. We'll talk about how he looked. But with Johnny Wilson gone, like, now you're looking at a six receiver room of AJ, Devontae, Dotson, Anais Smith, Darius Cooper, and John Mechie. Now, the problem with that is John Mechie just acquired. Darius Cooper never played in the NFL. Anaya Smith never played meaningful snaps in the NFL. So you're really thin there. And I think with the three backups, Mechie is bigger than the other two, but like similarly sized guys. Like the Johnny Wilson size there is missing. Now there's still Terrace Marshall, who I think has had a good camp when he's been out there. He's missed a decent portion of practice with injuries. So that's a concern. But he could potentially be someone you cut, you bring back on practice squad, and he's promoted for week one, and he's active against the Cowboys. But the receiver injury now becoming the receiver core a concern now that Johnny Wilson's gone in terms of size and just in terms of you're missing someone who played big snaps for you. And it also sucks for Johnny Wilson, like, obviously. You know, he was having a better camp over the last 10 days. It's a big year for him, and he is someone that was going to play snaps. So hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he is out there week one. But if he's not, it does really throw this whole thing kind of like into flux on how they're going to keep and who they're going to keep at the receiver spot. Okay, the next injury, and, you know, arguably the biggest, even though it is for a backup. I guess Johnny Wilson's technically a backup, but Tanner McKee missed practice on Tuesday with a finger injury. Now, my understanding is that he will not require surgery. He wasn't out on the field, so didn't see if he, and I'm assuming he probably had, some type of splint on his finger or whatever. But weird series of events with Tanner. So doesn't play in the game on Saturday. Monday, he's out there at practice about halfway through. He starts playing with his hand, or I guess messing with it. Like he was like, something was up with his hand. The trainers were looking at it, how he was there, like something was up. Then doesn't even come out to the practice field on Tuesday. So now we know he has a finger injury. We don't know the timeline for it yet, but here's the concerning thing. Today is the 19th, right? So the Eagles are just about 2 weeks away, which is crazy. The Eagles are 2 weeks away this Thursday, so 2 weeks from tomorrow, from starting their season against Dallas. They're a week and a half away from starting the practice for the Dallas Cowboys game. They'll probably start practice, I would guess, on the 31st of August, that Sunday. So time is of the essence here when it comes to Tanner and his hand. Now, you might say, look, it's a backup quarterback. But the other backup quarterbacks are Kyle McCord and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. We all saw that game on Saturday. I think that people were a little harsh on him, but regardless, I don't know how you go into a game primetime Thursday night with either Kyle McCord or Dorian Thompson-Robinson as your backup. On one hand, you can say with Kyle McCord, it's not fair to him. Like, he's a rookie. He's never played in the NFL. Obviously, he's barely played in the preseason. Expecting him to go in that spot would be unfair to him. And then with Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I think they probably feel better about his chances of being able to operate an NFL offense in a game. But probably doesn't give you the best chance to win. I mean, I like him. I think he has upside potential. He's been better as camp has gone on, but I don't think he's been good enough where you go, okay, like this guy could potentially play in a game for us. So that brings Eagles into a tough spot, and we'll see what they end up doing. Will they bring in another quarterback? And if they do, that's the strongest indication that Tanner might not be ready for week one against Dallas. And at this point, I do not think Tanner will be ready for week one against Dallas. So will they, you know, look at the waiver wire? Will they trade for a quarterback? Will they sign a free agent? There is not a lot of great options on the free agency market. And also, while I think there are more talented quarterbacks out there than Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he's been here all offseason, right? Like, could Kenny Pickett be someone that they trade for? But then the tough thing about trading for Kenny Pickett is, are you going to cut him when Tanner's ready? Like, does Tanner start the year on IR and he misses the first 4 weeks? Like, that would be tough. If he doesn't, like, are you holding him on the roster and making him a healthy scratch and then having two other quarterbacks on the roster? So you could potentially put one on practice squad and then promote that player, or he could be like your emergency quarterback. So it's an interesting place that they're in. But if Tanner McKee is going to be out a few weeks, and my guess is he probably will be, they have to consider bringing in another quarterback, because I just don't think you can go into that game with those two. So I hate to do the whole beginning of the pod on injuries, but man, a rough few days for the Eagles, both on the practice field and also from an injury perspective. So on the other side, we'll move on from injuries and we will talk about some of the things that the players and coaches had to say on Tuesday, including hearing from John Mechie for the first time since he was traded to the Eagles. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, so on Tuesday, wide receiver John Metchie practiced for the first time with the Eagles. He is wearing number 80. I think it's a good number for him. He's been number 8 throughout his career. He was number 8 at Alabama. He was number 8 with Houston. And so good to see, you know, 80 is not 8, but it's pretty close. You had the 0 there, you know, whatever. So that's what number he is. And he got right in. Like, he was getting second team reps. He eventually got first team reps. Part of that is because of the injuries. Again, they were without AJ, Devontae, and then Johnny Wilson. But he got in there. He caught a pass from Jalen. Like, good first day, I would say. The fact he was already able to get out there, I think, speaks to, like, they put him in comfortable situations. He understood some of the terminology. Like, good stuff that he was out there. So prior to practice, offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo was asked about him, why they acquired him, what they knew about him, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think anytime you can add a player like him to the room, just create more competition, it's great for the rest of the team. Howie does a really good job of just adding good players and adding depth and giving us more options to work with throughout the season, because, you know, you're going to need as many bodies as you can. And I think he does a really good job of bringing guys in that can add to the team, and we're excited to have him.
How familiar are you with him, and what stands out most about Mitch?
So I remember watching him, you know, coming out of college, doing a lot of work on him. And then just kind of from since he's been in the league, just his ability to play different positions. He can move around. He's done a good job. You know, he's had some injuries early on, but worked through those, and he's looked pretty good so far this past year. So excited to see what he can do today, especially.
Another takeaway I had from Kevin talking, Kevin Petullo, is that I think Metchie is definitely making the roster. And I thought that, like, even before Johnny Wilson got hurt. But at one point, Petullo is talking about him, and he says something like, how do you get him caught up? And he's like, well, we have a few weeks here. Like, he breezed right past that 53-man cutdown date. Like, so I think they view this as getting him ready for week one, not evaluating him over the next 2 days to decide if he's going to make the roster. I think that makes sense. Like, when Howie acquires guys in the final week of training camp, he normally keeps them. My guess is the coaching staff, like, they're obviously they liked him, which is why they brought him in. They probably made the decision once they traded for him that he was someone they would keep in the building, try to develop, see if they could turn him into something. Dotson is a free agent in a year. Maybe this is someone where you develop him for a year, and then when Dotson leaves, you are able to make him that number three behind AJ and Devontae. Or, like, look, I mean, the dude was a second round pick. Maybe he turns into something where he can really be a part of the offense. And I know no one wants to hear this, but, you know, maybe he makes AJ expendable. Maybe he makes, I don't think they'll ever move on from Devontae, but maybe he makes one of them expendable. So I do think getting him for a year, and, like, you know, Petullo kind of talks about there, like, there are intriguing things there to get out of him. So after practice, we did talk to John Metchie Jr., very impressive guy. And here's what he had to say about what he thinks he can bring to the team.
I think just being dynamic, It's such a dynamic offense already, through and through, receivers and the whole offense. I just think being dynamic, guys that can kind of run all routes.
Love the word dynamic there, right? Like I said, if there's any receiver, if there's any player that makes Eagles fans excited, it's a former high pick that hasn't worked out, that's a name they know, that they can view as dynamic. And I do think he has dynamic qualities to him. Now, he doesn't have elite speed. He's not like super shifty, but I think, I don't really know what makes him dynamic, but he just looks like a guy that would be dynamic. When you watch his highlights and you see him make plays, like he does make big plays. So I think that they will use him in the slot. I don't really think he's an outside guy. Again, kind of like Dotson, where he can be that guy on the inside when AJ and Devontae are on the outside. The other interesting part about John Metchie is that he's coming to a team where he has one of his best friends on it in Devontae Smith. Devontae has always been very supportive of John Metchie. We'll talk about that in a second. But they played together at Alabama. You know, he said they really got to know each other over those 2 years together. They still keep in touch. And he said with all the Alabama guys going into that locker room kind of felt like home. So here's John Metchie about, you know, the feeling of being with the Eagles.
Yeah, it just feels like home. You know, the locker room just feels like home. The Alabama guys, the Georgia guys, the guys like Jahan and the Penn State guys, you know, just all really everyone. It's not necessarily just SEC or just everyone. It has a really good feel.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's no question, like, there's a benefit to having Devontae there. Jahan Dotson has talked about, you know, a little bit about how, you know, adjusting last year after being traded was hard, and he feels more comfortable now. And we talk about this with the Georgia guys. And when the Georgia guys come into the locker room now, it's easier for guys because they know players there. They have guys they can lean on, and all those things. I think having Devontae there will be big for Metchie to have him to be able to ask questions to follow how he does things, to maybe ask questions to Devontae. He'd be embarrassed to ask other people. Like, I think it'll only help him. So I'm really excited about the trade. I do think he'll end up being potentially a really good player for the Eagles. But it was also just impressive, like, not getting to know him, but, you know, being at the press conference, talking to him, just getting a read on him. Very impressive guy. In case you don't know, when he was drafted out of Alabama, he not only had a torn ACL, he unfortunately eventually ended up being diagnosed with leukemia. Now, he has since recovered, thank God, you know, and he's doing better. But he talked about how that has changed him and, you know, as like a person. So here's John Metchie talking about that.
Just kind of being present with everything, living the dream, not worrying about a bunch of things you can't control. I think that's probably the biggest one. And understanding the things that you can control, you know, the things you're grateful for, things like that.
I do think one thing I've learned covering the league is talent truly is like only part of the equation, and who you are as a person will absolutely dictate whether you hit your full potential. And I think somebody that has been able to overcome everything he has in his life, that has gone through the hardships in his life, that has been tested and shown that he can come out on the other side, like, that's super impressive to me. So I'm in on the guy. I think he's someone Eagles fans will enjoy rooting for. I think he's someone you naturally want to root for with everything he's been through. And I think he'll be a good culture guy for the Eagles for sure. So good first day of practice for John Metchie. So yeah, exciting day on Tuesday. The last quote I wanted to play for you guys, is, so obviously Dotson, with AJ and Devontae being out, has been more involved in the passing game. And he was asked about, you know, what it's like to play, to go out there and practice without AJ and Devontae, if he approaches it differently, if it feels different. And here's what Dotson had to say.
You know, it's the next man up. That's just how it is. Just like last year, you guys saw, we played Tampa. We didn't have either one of them out there. Earlier in the season, AJ was down a little bit. Then Smitty went down versus the Saints. So, you know, it's building those reps, because you don't know who's going to go down during the season. It's a long season. So it's truly next man up, and that's why they bring in the best guys, because you don't know when things can happen. So for me, it's go out there and make the most of my opportunities, just like every other day.
I thought the expression you saw last year versus Tampa, like, not really supporting your point there, buddy. We did see Tampa. We saw how the offense looked when AJ and Devontae weren't out there. So on a day where AJ and Devontae weren't there, they lose Johnny Wilson. Like, they are thin at receiver. They are thin at receiver. And you have to hope John Metchie comes in and can be a difference maker if AJ and Devontae aren't there. Because if they lose AJ or Devontae, or if one goes down for a stretch of time and they still like struggle like that, that would be very, very disappointing on basically every level. And hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully it's not a situation they find themselves in. But if it does, Dotson, Mechie, these guys, they all have to step up and play better than they did last year. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Only one more day of camp. Sad, sad stuff. So I will talk to you guys later. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.